Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he planted some bird seed, a bird came up, now he doesn't know what to feed it, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have an email here from a listener that she's commenting on the article I wrote about our land collateral for the national debt. And she says, I've been aware of Mr. Hage and the 15-year struggle the Hage family faced and is still facing. She says, I've always been suspect of those World Heritage sites. Thank you for more clarification and education on premises, the concept to avoid constitutionally protected property rights. I find it difficult to believe Congress is so complacent about this. I find it almost impossible to understand, but I do believe it. What do we do as citizens? I have sent letters and emails to my congressman about these heritage sites and our need to stop putting our land into them. I've sent countless inquiries about the NAFTA Superhighway and the North American Union, which, of course, is only a figment of my imagination. What do we do? My senators are Kennedy and Kerry. Lots of luck in that venue. My congressman is Stephen Lynch, a good old boy from the neighborhood until he made it to Washington, D.C. Are there any organized, and I get this constantly, are there any organized groups working to force Congress to wake up and reverse the direction that I can get involved in? I already support the Stewards of the Range and their sister organization, Liberty Matters. I am feeling really lonely here in Massachusetts. Help me, Jeff. How did I pronounce it?
That was great.
Did I do all right?
Perfect.
I have a terrible time with that. Land issues are not at the forefront of this political debate in Massachusetts. And it is hard to garner any interest by other conservatives like myself. Sadly. And she's with the, she's a coordinator for the Second Amendment Sisters. My answer to her is what I usually tell everybody else, except she said she felt so lonely here because nobody seems to be wanting to help on this thing. I said, don't feel lonely. There are more than one Petunia in the onion patch. Please contact the Paragon Foundation at paragonfoundation.org, 1-877-847-3443. These folks do great work and need all the help they can get.
Which begs the question, what's the difference between a petunia and a begonia?
Oh, come on. lot about petunias and begonias. I'm not sure I can remember that. A begonia is a kind of sausage. And sausage and battery is a crime. And monkeys crime trees. And trees a crowd. And the rooster flew on the fence and he crowed. And he made lots of noise. And your noise is between your eyes. And eyes is opposite from nays. And nays is what a little horse does. And you get a little horse and don't go to bed, you'll get double petunia. Did I do all right?
You did perfect, yeah. Once again.
Anyway, I can remember stuff like that that has no value to it whatsoever. But then I have a difficult time trying to figure out the avian flu pandemic. Now, I thought it was last year. It was actually 2 years ago. It goes back to 2005 when they first started talking about this avian flu. And I am totally convinced that the powers that be, the puppets that pull the strings and make the puppets jump, the puppeteers that pull the strings and make the puppets jump, want us to believe there is going to be a pandemic. In fact, I think they want us to go through a pandemic. Now, we discussed this 2 years ago, and Jerome Carsey has written an excellent article this morning in WorldNet Daily about the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America Summit that was just in Canada. In other words, the Three Amigos Summit. It established United Nations law. Now, get this. It established United Nations law along with regulations by the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization as supreme over U.S. law and set the stage for militarizing the management of continental health emergencies. These people want us to have a health emergency. Now, you know, we've had the swine flu, we've had all of these different things. None of them ever came to any serious, really a serious situation. But now this, and this came out of this summit meeting. The Three Amigos were up there, you know, Bush and Prime Minister of China, Canada and the Mexican president. And they came out with a North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza. The U.S. Northern Command, now that's NORTHCOM, has created a web page dedicated to avian flu and has been running exercises in preparation for the possible use of U.S. military forces in a continental domestic emergency involving avian flu or pandemic influenza. With virtually no media attention, and you haven't seen this on the air, I'm sure of that. In 2005, President Bush shifted U.S. policy on avian flu and pandemic influenza, placing the country under international guidelines. In other words, this is going to be left up to the United Nations as to what happens here, and they're talking about using military force. Now, what does the military have to do with dead birds? I mean, this chicken flu, this avian flu that they keep talking about was formalized in September the 14th, 2005, when Bush announced a new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza to a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Now, we have returned. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. But talking about the Three Amigos Summit that was held in Canada in secrecy, apparently, NORTHCOM picked up on some of the things that were said there and put it on their website. So one of the things that was talked about at that summit was another avian flu pandemic and what to do about it. And as I just mentioned, this has been going on now for the last couple of years. It was back in September of 2005. See, that'll be almost exactly two years ago. That Bush announced a new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza. He was meeting with the United Nations General Assembly. At that time, it was held in New York. The new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza was designed to supersede an earlier November 2005 Homeland Security report that called for a United States national strategy that would be coordinated by the Department of Homeland Security, Health, and Agriculture. Hey, we're getting the entire government involved in this thing, okay? This plan, which is now 2 years old, directed the State Department to work with the World Health Organization and the United Nations. Well, the World Health Organization is part of the UN, but it does not mention that international health controls are to be considered controlling over U.S. statutes. Now, that was 2005. Let's realize that things are different now. Now, Bush has agreed that the United States would work through the United Nations System Influenza Coordinator. Now, the United Nations has influenza coordinator. His name is David Nabarro, N-A-B-A-R-R-O. Pronounce it however you like. It's his name. He knows how to pronounce it, and I don't. But anyway, Bush agreed the United States would work through the United Nations with their influenza coordinator. They want to develop a continental emergency response plan operating through authorities under the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, and the Food and Agriculture Organization. Now, all three of these, of course, are United Nations organizations. In other words, he has turned our entire national health system over to the UN, is what it looks like to me. Of course, he says that he could find no evidence that Bush presented the influenza partnership plan to Congress for any sort of oversight or approval. In other words, he just does these things. The SPP plan for avian and pandemic influenza, announced at the Canadian summit last week, embraces the international control principles. Now, here again, did you get that? International control. Bush first announced to the UN in his 2005 International Partnership and Pandemic Avian Flu and Pandemic Influenza Declaration. Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we have returned. As I mentioned, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Talking about avian flu that apparently the world leaders would like to see us have, not only here in the United States, but around the world. But this SPP plan that was discussed now in this secret summit that was held in Canada just last week, but somehow or another got on the NORTHCOM's website, kind of gives the details here. It gives management to plans developed by the WHO, the World Health Organization, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, and NAFTA directives, not decisions made here in the United States. In other words, somebody else is going to be telling our government what to do when we all get the bird flu, all right? All in case of a North American avian flu or pandemic influenza outbreak. Now, I mentioned this David Nabarro. He was appointed the first UN system influenza coordinator. Here's what he said. Last year, the United Nations, his job was to prepare for the virus known as the avian flu. He said he fueled the global fear that an epidemic was virtually inevitable. Here's what he said. I am certain there will be another pandemic sometime. He went on to say that he saw an inevitable, a worldwide pandemic, influenza, coming soon that would kill millions. I'm not at the moment at liberty to give you a prediction on numbers, he said, but I just want to stress that the range of deaths could be anything from 5 million to 150 million. Then on March 8, 2006, so that was well over a year ago, he predicted an outbreak of the virus would reach the Americas within the next 6 to 12 months. Well, we should all be dead by now. Should we not? Now, let me give you these figures again. He says he's not at the liberty to get, he's not at the moment at liberty to give you the prediction on numbers, but he wants to stress that the range of deaths could be anywhere from 5 million to 150 million in North America. And then on March the 8th, last year, so it's a year and a half from there now, he predicted an outbreak of the virus would reach the Americas within the next 6 to 12 months. On February the 1st, 2006, that's before he said this, NORTHCOM hosted representatives of more than 40 international, federal, and state agencies to determine what governmental actions, including military support, would be necessary in the event of an influenza pandemic in the United States. Now, what's the military got to do with these dead birds? We've discussed this before. But the whole thing is they want to shut down the roads. They want. We talked about this a year ago when he was making all these comments. We quoted him then. He was saying, you know, if all this happens, we're going to have to quarantine large areas, maybe states, maybe regions of states. And by quarantining, what does that mean? No transportation in or out? What about trucks? Trucks that deliver food and goods and services to areas where they don't have those foods and goods. Can you see the scenario here? Look through this. You anybody that can't see what they're trying to tell us, and not for our own good, people. He already said that within 6 to 12 months, 150,000, 150 million of us could be dead. Well, nothing happened. You know, I talked yesterday, I gave Joan Vian a call because I had some interesting information, which I don't believe. But I said, it had to do with puts and trades on the futures markets. And she's into that. It was really about an unidentified person was putting up $1 billion in a put, which would mean that if the market crashed, they would get $1 billion. Of course, if it didn't, they would lose it. And this whole thing, and all I wanted Joan to do, I said, can you find out if somebody really did put in this put thing? Because who else has got $1 billion to bet against them? That's what it amounts to. The boards of trade, they're nothing but legalized betting. But she said no. But she said, you know, I've been watching this for years, and I have too. They come out with this stuff, and they make it look. See why this looks so important is because that's what happened just prior to 9/11. If you remember, there was a lot of people got rich over that because they bet that the stock market was going to fall. And it's got to drop from 30% to 50% before that will work. Anyhow, She says, I've watched this thing, and I have too. When I get all this good information about what's going to happen in August and what's going to happen in September, and this is back in March, I've got my little calendar. No, it's a big calendar. And I staple that stuff to that month just to see if it happens. It never has. None of these things have ever happened. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched lower Tuesday on a flat dollar and $71 oil prices. Gold closed in New York off $250 at $664.10 an ounce. Silver rose 6 cents to $11.77. Concerned that a slump in global equity markets will reduce investment demand for the precious metals weighed on prices Tuesday. With the stock market heading down, gold will be influenced a shade lower, reports Bloomberg. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime. They take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Well, here's the long-distance bill.
Right.
And the Internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told me about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive. He's paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you a number?
Yeah, I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. The Derry Brownfield Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says life is not about how fast you run or how high you climb, but how well you bounce. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Still discussing this pandemic situation with the avian flu that apparently the world leaders would like to see take place here in not only the United States, but anywhere they can control the population. Now, I mentioned a while ago that Bush was wanting to include military support in this, and the only thing they could possibly be would be quarantines. NORTHCOM and other government websites document the growing role the Bush administration plans for the U.S. military to be involved in continental. Now, to get that continental, what's that mean? Does that mean the United States? We talk about the continental United States. No, that means the continent. Domestic emergencies involving the health. And again, this is all part of this North American Union involving avian flu and the pandemic influenza. NORTHCOM, and they've already done some exercises on this. NORTHCOM participated in a nationwide Joint Chiefs of Staff-directed exercise. They call the name Exercise Ardent Sentry 06. So that was done last year. They rehearsed cooperation between the Department of Defense and local, state, and federal agencies, as well as the Canadian government. A pandemic influenza crisis was one of the scenarios that they call gamed in exercise, involving a scenario of a plague in Mexico reaching across the border into Arizona and New Mexico. The documents argues the risk for avian and pandemic influenza was so great to North America that the leaders of the three nations were compelled to work collectively and with all levels of government, the private sector, and among non-governmental organizations to combat avian and pandemic influenza. The SPP, and again this goes back to this North American Union plan, openly acknowledged that the World Health Organization's international guidance formed much of the basis for the three countries planning for North American preparedness and response. WorldNet Daily also has reported that President Bush signed two documents. One is the National Security Presidential Directive 51, the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, which gives the Office of the President the power to declare national emergencies and to assume near-dictatorial powers. So we're looking for... See, this reminds me so much. And just like I said the other day when we were discussing the Canadian Mounted Police Force there that was protecting the Three Amigos in Canada... To give a kid a BB gun, he wants to shoot something. We give these people all of this strength, all of this ability to exercise their whims, and they want to use them. Will we have a bird flu pandemic? I probably doubt it, unless somebody gives it to us. And that's possible. How can they do that? I don't know. How about... mandatory vaccination programs. What do your kids get when they go to school, when they take all these shots? You know, I did an article, and I think it's already come out in the Chronicle, about the class of 29. We should all be dead. For gosh sakes, we grew up. Our mothers smoked, drank alcohol while they were pregnant with us. You know, we should have been idiots because of that. Somebody out there says, yeah, it proves that you are. We rode in cars without seatbelts. We grew up in playpens and cribs that was painted with lead-based paint.
You're right. I was going to ask you, since you're talking about that time and place, what about car seats for small children? How did you transport babies? Back then, you know, today law mandates that, you know, you stick the kid in the seat, you strap them in until they're 8 years old or 80 pounds or something like that. And it just seems to me like all those things weren't in place. What'd you do? Just sit them on your lap while you're driving?
Sure, you held them. And if you were in the car by yourself, you laid them on the seat.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have seat belts in the car. If you slammed on the brakes, you reached down and grabbed them, you know. And that's the way you could tell if... If somebody was raising children at the time, if you were sitting next to a lady or a gentleman that was driving a car and they had to slam on the brakes, they'd reach out and grab you, you know, because
They wanted to keep you from flying out and hitting the dash of the car or going through the windshield or something.
Sure, and I do remember that, being raised as a boy riding in the front seat with my mother. You know, I could have been 7 or 8 years old, but it was an involuntary response for her to reach over and hold and hold my chest back while she applied brakes, even though, you know, I could have almost done it myself.
And as you said, that you could get slapped for doing that if a girl was riding with you and you accidentally, hey, I'm almost, you know. But which brings up another point. How important are women's breast size if they're going to be a cop?
Wouldn't think it matters.
Oh, yes. It does in Scotland. Very much so. The size of the bazooms here is upsetting some folks. Now, would you say they want women with small bazooms or large bazooms?
I guess if pushed for an answer, I would say the smaller.
No. They want the larger ones because they're more easily seen.
That can't be denied.
Well, anyway, now this is happening in Scotland, but stuff over there gets over here in a short length of time. Police women with smaller chests are being ordered to wear yellow trousers with their fluorescent jackets to make them stand out to passing motorists. So they have fluorescent jackets, and if the lady cop
is petite, how's that?
Well, I was going the other way.
Okay.
All right, if the lady is petite, you can't see her. But if she is...
not petite.
Well endowed, then you can see her. Well, those with the little tiny bazooms, they claim that they put yellow trousers on them. I guess these reflective things, you know. And now those ladies claiming the trousers rule is sexual discrimination and singles them out as just being flat-chested. So you see a girl in yellow breeches, you say, hey, you know, she's the breast fairy just wasn't good to her. Or something like that. But the top brass insists the move is necessary to keep abreast of new European safety rules, all right? The chief inspector is Ian Arnott. He sent out a memo explaining that officers with chest sizes less than 36 inches, male or female, and see, I can sympathize with that, because when I was so skinny, when they measured me for a cap and gown, they said, measure him again. Those are girl measurements. I mean, I was just like a, you know, a rail. I didn't have any chest or muscles. I told you I was a 97-pound weakling up until I was 40 years old or something like that. Anyway, they sent out a memo explaining that officers with chest sizes less than 36 inches, male or female, have to wear both jacket and trousers, while cops with a larger chest need only to wear the jacket. The move is for safety reasons, so they are highly visible to drivers when working at the roadside. One person said, it's just another Euro gone astray, silly, that we have to abide by. There are some women thinking this is discriminating against them because they don't have big breasts. The women who have received this memo feel very aggravated that they are being told to highlight the fact they have smaller chests than others by wearing bright yellow trousers. This is insulting and embarrassing and appears to be sexual discrimination on the basis of chest size. This is all coming from the Scottish Police Federation, which confirms one officer had contacted him with concerns relating to the matter. He said, I understand the issue is not gender specific. I will seek to address the concerns. I'll seek to take a commercial break. We'll be back.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. You know, we oftentimes think Congress is trying to destroy us, or maybe they're just stupid, but there are a lot of smart congressmen out there, and I know they are because I have some information here that's coming directly from Congress. It says, Congress finds that water is a unique and precious resource that is necessary to sustain human life and the life of animals and plants. Now, you got to be really highly intelligent to figure that out and put that in H.R. 1356. That's the Clean Water Authority Restoration Act that was introduced into the House. Although referred to in the bill as aquatic ecosystems, is never defined. The new definition of water of the United States is defined. And what this bill does, it strikes out the word navigable. You know, I remember way back in the 1950s, we knew what navigable water was. And it means that you can travel on water in a boat. Navigate it. Okay? I know I bought a piece of property back in 56, and it had a creek on it, which kind of runs close to a nice river. And somebody said, oh, you're going to have people. I said, no, because, and I'd done a little research even back then on these streams. I said, no, People can't come on your property because that stream is there because it is not navigable. It's got to be one that you can navigate, and you can't do it. It's got too many sandbars and stuff in it. There's no way you could bring a boat up that creek. Now, that doesn't make any difference to the United Nations if this bill gets passed. It's H.R. 1356, called the Clean Water Authority Restoration Act of 2005. But here's what they do. They take the term navigable out of the term of waters. And all waters now are waters of the United States. The term waters of the United States means all waters. Now, this is coming right out of this bill. Subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, the territorial seas, and all interstate and intrastate waters and their tributaries, including lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, mud flats, sand flats, wetlands, sloughs, prairie potholes, wet meadows, playa lakes, and I don't know how to pronounce playa. It's P-L-A, ply. Is it playa? Thank you, Jeff. Playa lakes, but it's what it means. I looked it up. It's a dry bed. It's in the desert. And in fact, the definition even says dry lake beds usually in the desert basin. Natural ponds and all impoundments of the foregoing to the fullest extent that these waters are activities affecting these waters are subject to the legislative power of Congress under the Constitution. They even put the Constitution in there. Show me where that is in the Constitution. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
It's no secret that Americans are saving less of their income than they used to. In the 1980s, people were saving about 10% of their disposable income. But in 2005, the savings rate turned negative for the first time since the Great Depression. Although savings for the future is important, part of the problem is the money itself. The Federal Reserve System loans all the money, but all the money in existence is borrowed money. The bank only loans money for the principal, but never for the interest. That means the money for you to pay the interest on your loan comes from someone else's borrowed principal. So as some people pay off their notes, others must go deeper in debt. Sound complicated? It's not. As a matter of fact, it's spelled out simpler than that in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. To order this easy-to-read, must-have paperback, send $12, check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Now, back to the waters of the United States. They're claiming that any water, anywhere, whether it be a mud hole or a mud hole that is dried up, belongs to who? Well, this says waters of the United States. However, there is a treaty now called the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's an old treaty. It's been around a while. But Reagan would not sign it. And he even fired the people that wanted him to sign it.
He knew what was in this Law of the Sea Treaty. This Law of the Sea Treaty would turn all waters over to the United Nations. It's coming up now, and we have senators that want to sign this, or not to sign it, but that Clinton signed it. As soon as Clinton became president, he signed the Law of the Tree City, the Law of the Sea Treaty. But it was never ratified. Now there are senators out there that want to ratify this Law of the Sea Treaty. That way the United Nations would have control of the ebb and flow of the tide, the territorial seas, and all interstate and intrastate waters and their tributaries, including lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, on and on and on. In other words, if you have a dry mud hole on your farm, the United Nations actually would have control over that. So anyhow, that's the Law of the Sea Treaty. And as I mentioned, it is an old treaty that goes back to when Reagan was president. Reagan absolutely would not sign it, and he even ended up firing some of his staff that thought that he should sign it. Now, I've lost it. Here it is. There's going to be a taxi strike in New York City, in case you're on your way to New York City. Because, and I remember riding in taxis in New York City, you have to have a medallion in order to drive a taxi. And you buy that thing, and they all stick them up on their dash of their track, of their truck, or car, I mean, their taxi. And it's kind of a neat-looking thing. Probably today they're not. Last time I was in New York, they looked like they were made out of copper or brass or something, a nice-looking medallion. And you buy that from the city, and that gives you the right to drive a cab. Well, the drivers' union says they're going to lead a strike on September 5th and 6th. That's coming up just next week. The Taxi Workers Alliance is calling on all city cabbies to join in the taxi strike, mainly because the city wants the drivers to put a global positioning system in each cab, and they say they don't want that. The city's taxi and limousine commission has ordered all medallion owners to install GPS devices in their vehicles as part of a large package of technology upgrades, they say, including credit and debit cards. Now, how many people that ride in a taxi pay a taxi driver or want to pay a taxi driver with a credit card? I guess some people do. I don't know. They want to put all this in the cab now. They want them to be able to handle credit cards, passenger television screens, and a text messaging box that would alert drivers where and when they were needed. By the way, there's 13,000 yellow cabbies in New York. And that's just the yellow. The new technology was cost about $7,000 to install on the GPS devices, track their meters. About 1,200 drivers have already installed the devices. Many are reporting that they cause the meters to break down more often and cost them time on the job. They say the GPS is simply being used for tracking. They're not navigational, cannot be used for dispatching, and serve no purpose to the driver or the public. So they're going to go on strike next week. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
It's true.